In the OCA type 1, the similar type of the features are present, but it is a severest type of the oculocutaneous albinism, in which there is a total absence of the tyrosinase activity and a lack of melanin synthesis. So there will be complete absence of pigmentation with white hair and pink skin. There is no tendency to tan. Even the nevi are achromic. Visual impairment is severe with nystagmus, photophobia, and errors of refraction. So the features will be the same, but the severest type is OCA1. Just aapne ye yaad rakhna hai. In other types, the pigmentation is variable. It may be more than the ACA1. It can increase with age. The patient may develop brown freckles with age, particularly in sun-exposed areas. Visual acuity may improve with age, and they have a less severe nystagmus. तो मतलब ये है कि जो बाकी OCA जो टाइप्स हैं ना, उसमें फिर थोड़ी इंप्रूवमेंट हो सकती है, लेकिन जो OCA1 है ना, उसमें तो बिल्कुल टोटल एब्सेंस है. देयर इज नो चांस ऑफ मेलानिन बायोसिंथेसिस लेटर इन द लाइफ. In the differential diagnosis, we can keep other type of the inherited disorders of hypopigmentation, which may be associated with the other features as well, like Hammersley-Kudlak syndrome, Shigeaki-Geishi syndrome, जिनमें यही वाले फीचर्स होते हैं, अलॉन्ग विद सम एडिशनल थिंग्स जो कि हम आगे डिस्कस करेंगे. उसके अलावा फिनाइल कीटोन यूरिया, होमोसिस्टीन यूरिया, हिस्टिडिनीमिया, ये भी कुछ एडिशनल डिफरेंशियल हो सकते हैं. The pure oculocutaneous albinism has to be distinguished from the syndromic form, जो Hammersley-Kudlak syndrome है, जिसमें additional आपको findings मिलती हैं, platelet secretion test वगैरह उसमें करते हैं. So we'll discuss it in that section. Complications में हमने discuss किए कि एक तो photophobia होता है, increased UV radiations, photo sensitivity होती है, and increased risk of skin cancers ultimately, especially the spinous cell cancer carcinoma. So it is very important to regularly check the patient to see for any development of skin cancers. The disease course is that itself the disease is benign, but because there is an increased risk of development of cancers, it is important to monitor the patient. Besides this, the visual acuity is impaired, color vision is impaired, so it is important to monitor the patient and to call the patient for follow-up. Otherwise, the lifespan is normal with normal intelligence and fertility, and medical problems are generally not increased other than the skin cancers as compared to the general population. For the diagnosis, usually it is a clinical diagnosis, but certain tests can be done, such as ophthalmological examination, in which we do optical coherence tomography of the retina, which will show foveal hypoplasia. Electrophysiological testing can be done to demonstrate misrouting of optic nerves, and molecular testing can be done to determine the type. This will also help in the counseling, genetic counseling of the affected families. For the management, sun protection is a must. Early referral to ophthalmologist is mandatory for providing the corrective lenses for the decreased visual acuity and to improve the vision. Eye patching or surgical correction for strabismus and dark glasses are important to protect the eyes and prevent photophobia.